I don't know what to say, dude. It's like I've never done a video intro like this. So, okay. Welcome back to the 10K Takes channel. Today, we are going... See, that just feels too fucking generic.
Well, this like, is just how we'll start it then. You
don't know how to intro a video is how we're going to start this.
Yeah.
We're doing a bit.
Jake, okay. Do you want to do... No, Zuch. Just tell him what the video is.
Okay.
Yeah. Say what we're doing.
Okay. So the video is we're going to draft hockey cities from across the state of Minnesota because we are called the state of hockey. So we want to decide who is the city of hockey and have you guys argue about it. So... No, that's what we're doing today.
Kale McCarr said that Colorado is a state of
hockey. That's just fucking wrong. That's wrong. It's very wrong.
Factually incorrect.
It's just not even close to true.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like someone had to say it.
No, it was...
That he said that.
It was great to have a devil's advocate in the room.
Well,
I'm not saying I agree with it. No, I'm just saying Kale McCarr said
it. Kale McCarr's just mad that he lost to Duluth in the championship game of the NCAA tournament. So
true. Big Denver guy.
I'd like to see Breckenridge play Edina.
Big Denver guy. What does that mean?
I don't know. He thinks that Denver's like the coolest place on earth.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to the college team.
Place of nosebleeds.
Zuch is struggling.
Well, I was like, I thought you were talking about that's where he played in college.
No.
DU? Okay.
Fuck DU.
Denver University.
Oh, yeah.
Should we also draft places we hate? Oh, I'm bleeding.
Oh, nice.
That's
kind of gross. All right, sorry.
Wisconsin.
Sorry, let's do the draft.
So we didn't really talk about who's going first.
Traditionally, in the drafts that we did, like Jake does the whole fucking ESPN thing, and
I decided,
shouldn't we do
something a little different?
So
this
maybe
time?
Since this is Zuch's thing, and he did such a good intro, he should decide the order.
Jake does the CT ESPN.
So
thing.
Yes. I think how we're gonna do this is we're gonna go Cam,
love it,
Jack, Jake, me.
Okay, just in the order we're sitting, and that's
just
okay.
In the order
is
we're
it,
sitting.
Let's clarify for the people listening at home: is this a snake draft?
Yes.
Snake draft.
Thank you.
Four rounds.
Snake draft, four rounds. We're just going to be drafting the best hockey cities in the state.
PPR. All right, we're good.
He said PP.
No, it's categories.
Oh, okay. That actually changes my strategy a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Categories. Start the thing.
Yep.
Okay.
If you're still watching, it's
beautiful.
Thank you. You want me to do it? Okay. With the first overall pick in the best high school hockey cities draft.
Well, hockey cities in Minnesota.
In Minnesota draft. Producer Cam selects.
I feel like this is the obvious 1-1. Everyone hates him. They're the Patriots of Minnesota high school hockey or Minnesota hockey. It's Edina. Edina is arguably the hockey capital. Yep. In the state. Edina's always in the tournament.
Yep.
Everyone hates everyone from Edina, but there's a reason for that.
Their youth teams are just so good.
Yeah, every team every they level. Put out on the ice, no matter what level, no matter what gender, they're all fucking amazing.
Yeah, you know what, Cam? Actually, I'm glad you did them first. My brother played Squirt Bees this year, and after Edina played White Bear Lake, and I was like, oh, these kids walking in, I'm like, this must be like Bantam AA or something.
Dude,
is there Bantam B team? And they were fucking huge. And they all could skate and wheel, and their goalies were huge. I was like, that's not a real city. So, that's a Bantam B1 team and they're that good? Like, come on now.
Jack and I played Wednesday nights at Braemar.
Okay.
And there was a game. It was Edina versus Edina.
Okay.
And I walked up. I'm like, this has to be like Squirt A. Because they're insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this is Squirt B. And it was...
Yeah.
And then I was talking to like one of the coaches because he was just standing by me. He's like, yeah, these two teams have played in the state final the past 7 years.
Well, yeah.
It was Edina versus Edina.
Edina versus green Edina. Versus Edina white.
Yeah.
Is
just
it'd be
all insane.
Yeah. Just a scrimmage.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
at that
exactly.
point. Yeah. I love Braemar Arena. Not a big fan of the ice itself.
Okay.
Very rough.
Not a big fan of the
ice.
School.
We also play, obviously, at the end of the day when everyone has been tearing it up the entire day. Not my favorite sheet. Great barn. There's a difference.
It's just a great city. Great hockey city.
Yeah.
You can hate them all you want.
You got a good golf course there, too, at Braemar.
This is a random name that a few diehard high school hockey player or high school hockey fans will know. Marshall Everson. Do you remember him?
What year?
He was like 2009. The only reason I know about him is that he was my mother's, his dad was my brother's eye doctor when he was younger.
Okay.
Today on shit.
He wasn't your eye doctor though? Just
no,
your
he
brother's?
Wasn't.
Okay.
Just my brother's.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yep.
I like it.
I didn't have an eye doctor. That's good insight. Surprisingly.
That's good insight there.
It is great insight.
It's a great name.
Because his dad obviously had a good occupation, had a lot of money. Of course he was in Edina.
He lives in Edina.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice guy.
Optometrist is what the name is.
Exactly.
And also, one last thing about Edina, they play, like, one thing I will give them respect for, they play into the bit. Like, yeah, one of their, like, their tournament is literally called, like, the Cake Eater Tournament. And they have a cake trophy that's a cake.
Yeah, so.
Like, they know that they're pieces of shit.
Yeah. And they do, like, daddy's money bits and stuff like that. They play into it.
That's a good one.
They love it.
That's a good one. Yep. Can't hate that.
Yep.
All right, Jack.
Ding, ding, with the second pick in the best Hockey Cities in Minnesota draft, Bossman selects.
I'm going to go with War Road. I know that's another kind of obvious choice. Five NHLers, seven Olympians, 80-plus D1 men's and women's hockey players over the years. It's a town of 1,800 people right at the northern tip of the state.
Yep.
Six Class A titles for a school that enrolls less than 300 kids. And I think the most obvious as a fan of the team I'm a fan of, North Dakota, is TJ Oshie's War Road Hockey co-brand, which is pretty awesome. By the way, have they provided the first ever neck and wrist guards for players, or were there always, would those things always exist, or were they the first?
That's TJ Oshie's company,
right?
Who is from War Road,
right?
So
and the War Road Hockey brand,
I think they had other companies probably making similar stuff, but they're the first one to really kind of perfect it.
And it's obviously it hosted Hockey Day Minnesota. That looked like a blast. Wish we could have been there.
Most Olympians, I believe, right?
Yep.
I don't know if you've touched on that, but
seven from there alone.
Yeah, alone. Think about per capita,
1,800,
like how big they are.
1,800 fucking people.
Yeah.
It's literally, I mean, I grew up in a town bigger than that, and it makes me feel like we've done nothing. Like, we're a failure of a town when you look at the number of people who live there, the number of students they enroll, and the amount of success they have. It's crazy. And it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's really fucking middle of nowhere.
The only thing to do there is ice fish and play hockey.
Yeah.
And when TJ Oshie won the cup, like, the Stanley Cup has been there.
Yeah.
Like, it's multiple times. So, here's the other little nugget I looked up. They have two rinks, free ice time.
Oh, awesome. See, hey, because you make things free, because look at your teams.
They want kids to play.
Yeah.
Universal ice time.
Yeah.
That's what we need to run on. That's what a politician needs to
run
on.
I don't give a shit who's running this year. If they say, like, universal
ice time,
fuck universal healthcare, universal ice time, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they charge enough too. I mean, these places charge enough for you to play hockey in general.
Right.
Like,
I'm sorry, cities like Edina, you're telling me they don't collect enough in taxes from all those rich pricks. Come on.
Let's be real here.
Come on.
Get out of here.
You can pay so that my poor ass can play for free. Even though I'm 26.
I'm playing men's league.
I'm not going to the Olympics.
And you barely pay anyway because you're a goalie.
Yeah.
that's actually a fair point. Yeah. But anyways, War Road. War Road, also awesome logo. I love everything about War Road. It's a cool place. I've never been there. I want to go there. Really cool spot. TJ Oshie.
Go Gophers.
Forks. I got the hat on too.
Doon, 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 doon. With the third overall pick in the best high school or best Hockey Cities draft in Minnesota, I myself, journalist Jake, select Roseau, aka Roseau. You know, way up there by Canada, another city that's just like in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this team has had 34 tournament appearances, most of any city since the inception of the tournament in 1945 or whenever it was. So they have most of any school. They have seven state titles. It's insane. I remember growing up, you know, Aaron Ness, remember those days? I mean,
Zach Yon.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Zach, dude, they were so
just
good.
Just how much, so like, good. These teams like War Road, too, that have been so historic.
Well, Ness might be the best high school player ever.
I know. In Minnesota. Like, I know he was kind of didn't pan out at the U, but he was just insane in high school. And I remember watching his teams growing up and just insane. Roseau is just a staple in Minnesota.
Northern cities to start this out.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Okay. Roseau.
Yeah, I'm going to go with there's not going to be a lot of southern cities in this draft.
No, there's not. There is one I'm going to talk about at the end that I wanted to pick, but it's.
There might be a couple.
It's funny because, like, our southern cities would still shit on, like, every other state.
Yeah. So, like, well, right. I mean, look at the north fields of the world down there. Yeah. I mean, they would go and
Laverne,
shit on anyone down there.
Laverne would beat every school in Colorado.
Okay.
I mean, according to Cale McCarr.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He'd be like, nope, fuck them. I'm like, okay. All right. Doon, 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 doon. With the fourth overall pick in the best Hockey Cities in Minnesota draft,
there you go.
Zuch selects.
I'm going to do St. Paul.
Good pick.
St. Paul. I mean, you got Crete and Durham. You got St. Paul Academy. You got all these schools. South St. Paul. I mean,
that's our own city.
But that doesn't count. It's a suburb.
It's still a city.
I was going to throw them on there. The number of barns in St. Paul.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And they're everywhere.
St. Paul,
if you look at it, you got the Minnesota Wild down there, too. And I know we're doing high school cities, according to Jake. But this is hockey city, high school.
Yeah, so I based mine
on Hamlin, Liam Beeren.
I mean, you just got so many just teams down there that are playing. So,
St. Thomas.
Garden Hills. I mean, it's
technically
it's close enough. Yeah. Like these there's so many schools in this center of St. Paul.
St. Paul Harding was I think they're defunct now, but they were historic.
I don't think they still have a team.
Highland Park?
I mean, yeah, there's so
St.
many
Paul
teams.
Park. Well, they're
Como,
their own city. Right?
Como. I mean, there's plenty.
Having Cretan alone is enough.
Yeah.
you deserve to be in this draft because Cretan's in your city.
Yeah. Cretan's in your
even
city.
Even without all the other
and the Wild
teams.
Joe Mauer.
Yeah. And it's where the state high school tournament's hosted.
That's a great pick.
I like St. Paul because I'm going Hermantown with my
historic civic center as well.
So I'm going Hermantown with my next one, Veach. I can't believe it's still here if you're listening to this.
Yeah. You're just going right into your next one?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
fuck
go
it.
Right into
no, it.
No, no CT, ESPN up.
Nope,
up
no,
no.
Okay. CTE.
No, Hermantown. I mean, do I really need to explain more?
No,
they've been
no.
to the state final like, what, 10 out of the last 11 years?
I think they hold the record for
everyone,
making it to
everyone
the tournament championship.
Everyone argues about should they be playing AA, should we be doing this and that. I mean, they're just,
it's
look at the people
those,
coming out of there. It's insane.
It's another one of those cities that people hate, but like, if people hate you, it's for a reason.
It's for a reason,
yeah,
right.
Look at like the Yankees, like the Cowboys. Like, people hate them because historically they're good.
If it wasn't for Catholic schools and private schools, they might have won a lot of fucking state tournaments in a row. So Hermantown's got to be on that list. And I know they didn't start getting, you know, this pedigree of them being such a good hockey city until after Duluth lost Central High School, you know. That's when it really started. But still, over the last 13 years, there's been no better program. Maybe Edina.
Mm-hmm.
So Hermantown, easy fifth pick for me.
They've always had good hair, too. Like,
yeah.
Like 10 years ago, they all, like, bleached their hair. I think War Road did some of this. A lot of the northern schools did it. War Road.
I think Zuch had one of the best picks. That 4-5 turn is a really good spot because there is, like, a top tier, and that might be, like, the end of it.
Yep.
Pretty much. Did he just win the draft?
No, there's still some.
There is some good ones.
Dude, Hermantown's another one of those towns, like, they graduate 140 kids per class.
I know.
Look at the results they deliver.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's fucking nuts.
Well, that's why the argument of them to move up to AA. Like, I hear you, but they don't have anyone there. Like, are you guys serious?
They don't get to have tryouts.
Yeah. And I would hear it if they've won the past 10 years. But, you know, I mean, they get there, they make the final, and they usually run into a team of equal, you know, it's equally good. So, Hermantown.
Good turn there. All right. Ding, ding, doo, 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 ding, doo. With the 6th overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, I myself, JJ, select South St. Paul.
You're such a fucking asshole.
They're on my list, dude. My father went there, so very biased, but
my uncle went there too.
That's where Cameron went.
So that's why I'm pissed.
Cam's getting sniped.
I literally went there.
Was that your next pick?
Yeah. Dude, I thought I could get it.
Jake definitely did this to piss off Cam.
He did.
No, I had it. I made these picks like 3 hours ago. I had them at number two, but I knew I was going to be taking away from
you. You were the only person I was worried that was going to take it.
But they were my number two pick.
But you're right. It's insane.
Dude, I wrote down some, you know, tidbits. They've never won a state title, but they are one of the most historically tradition,
girls
like hockey tradition rich girls they have in the last 20 years.
That barn. That barn.
The Wooger.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I think they've had the most, what I found, they've had the most losses in the state tournament out of any team, which means they've made it a lot of times. They've made it like the second or third most times behind Roseau, 28 times. They've made it to the championship twice. And I think they, like, literally, if you go in their arena is amazing, formerly known as Wakota, Doug Woog Arena. It's one of the best barns you could play in.
It is.
And you see, like, their banners, how many times they made the state tournament is insane.
Yeah.
And Phil Housley is one of the best American-born NHLers ever. So
they still have a high school tournament too, which is
Cowtown Classic.
Yeah, I mean it's gone down a little bit in the recent years, but it used to be. I mean Hermantown. I played Hermantown in that tournament in high school, so it was a good tournament. It was very competitive.
And there's so many other people like Doug Woog, obviously.
Doug Woog,
And then Justin Falk went there for a year before he left.
Yeah.
Like it, and then also like the biggest thing I'll say is obviously lately is the women's, like you touched on, like Mr. Palmquist, who was my seventh grade gym teacher, has done so many things for that program. Like he's been on the news multiple times because of how successful they've been. He does like the commentary for the boys tournament. Like, he literally, like, I would say in a hockey sense, because the boys went down right as the girls came up, he saved them. Like they're still a
relevant,
super relevant hockey city because of the women now.
I mean, Selsa, it's tough too, because a lot of these cities that used to be good, they're just losing kids to other cities. It's not because they don't have any good players in the youth system. It's just
the thing that sucks about the boys team, which, like, at least when I was there, I don't know how it is now, but like in our section, we were actually not bad like our senior year, but we had fucking Mata Midai and Hill Murray.
They upset someone this year, so they were the sixth seed and they upset Chisago.
They were in the semifinals in the section this year, and I forgot who they lost to, like Buffalo Southwest Christian, which is essentially a new Richfield.
The thing. Richfield, and the state's getting so good with hockey. I mean, these teams are coming out of nowhere. It's getting tough.
But they are definitely a hockey rich city.
They were so good in the 80s and 70s and 90s. 60s
and
50s
going back to the
early team. Your dad will be proud of that pick.
Oh, you'd be like, you better pick South St. Paul. You know, I graduated with Phil Housley.
You should just pick Burnsville.
That one hurts. I'm not going to lie.
Pick Burnsville, Apple Valley. Burnsville, Apple Valley.
Burnsville, Apple Valley. Like, I'm going to do like the now co-op team.
I can't even do that back to you.
Burnsville, Apple Valley, Savage Prior Lake.
Dude, Burnsville and Apple Valley used to be so good too.
Both tradition rich programs.
Both. And now they suck. Especially Burnsville. Combined.
They combined. They're marked as a co-op. Bananas. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's dumb.
All right. With the seventh overall pick in the best hockey cities draft. Hockey cities in Minnesota draft. But they would fall. I mean, we don't need to say Minnesota. They're all Minnesota anyway. Fuck it. Bossman selects.
Eveleth.
Oh, Eveleth. Historic.
U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum is there. It's on the fucking water tower. It's literally on the water tower. U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. It is the spot, and it's, once again, it's another niche, small town. I know people from Eveleth. I went to school with them, and it's, like, they have just rich tradition there. It's a great spot.
No longer have hockey, but unfortunately, they were one of the, longest streak.
Are they Rockridge?
Who'd they combine?
Virginia, I thought. Oh, you're right, because they had a huge rivalry.
Yeah. Everyone growing up watching the state high school hockey tournament on, you know, on Channel 45 in, like, the 2000s knows who Eveleth is, just because they featured them, I swear, for 5 years straight.
Well, dude, they ran
Eveleth, the history or
Well, they
the
ran the state. They won, what, 4 in a row in the 50s?
And they made it to the tournament 11 or 12 years in a row, which still is the record.
Yeah.
And then they...
God, Hermantown could have broke that, but they choked to Greenway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yes,
is there. Not
we're
even
talking
Minnesota. United States.
Dude, if you walk into that place, though, it's just like an empty room with this old lady that's like 90 years old saying, "Hey, how's it going? Can I get you some coffee?" It's like, what is this place? Like, it's weird.
It's just pictures of the 1980 team and like nothing else. Yeah. And then like TJ Oshie from a couple years ago. Yeah. And, like,
that's it.
You literally think you're just in a golf clubhouse.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is in that town.
Her title's like the caretaker. The property, but it's cool. It's on the fucking water tower.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to argue about that, I'll show you the picture of the water tower.
Historic. They we'll say it's like the
word. How many other towns in Minnesota have the word hockey on the goddamn water tower?
Not too many.
So there are a lot.
Eveleth.
Especially in Minnesota, to have hockey on your water towers.
Cam's getting sniped. I feel bad for
I'm
Cam.
Scrambling right now.
It's okay. Right. Well, I'll be really slow.
There's still some beauties on
there.
There's
still a lot.
But I'm just not happy, okay?
With the eighth overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, Cam selects.
Well, my picks were South St. Paul and Eveleth for the turn. I'm going to go with Minnetonka. Another in the cities. They don't have... I want to say, like... They're a little overshadowed by Edina, right? Because when
right now. Not right now, I'd say, but
or like,
in the past.
In the past.
In the past.
Recent
past.
Yes.
When people think like best hockey like school in the cities, they think Edina. But Minnetonka's right there.
Yeah.
One of their rivals. Yep. Like, so I would take
Minnetonka. They won the damn thing last year. I mean,
they're growing in numbers, too, heavily. Yeah.
Everyone's coming there. They're taking kids from Chan. Fuck, Zach Ristow, they took him from Benilde, and he's on their fourth line. Oh, no, that was Edina. My bad.
Kids are hitting the transfer portal.
They are. Nice school hockey.
Come on,
crazy?
Man.
Literally, the kid left Benilde, went to Edina's on their fourth line. I'm like, what? That's
wild.
Insane.
Yeah. Those kids are going to start getting NIL deals, too, pretty soon.
Yeah, they will.
Especially all the fucking nine, what, they have 91 commits on that team? Or
yeah, isn't that dumb?
Yeah. It was the, yeah.
And dude, then they lost to Chan, right?
That goalie, dude, so Cam funny. Hendrickson, he's really good. That's so, so funny.
That was an electric atmosphere, yeah. too, by the way.
That God, video. All the video, section finals. Yeah. I mean, all these section finals were amazing.
That video that Zach Halverson took where all the kids skated over to the student section from Chanhassen and then like hopped on, the goalie is like sitting, like just pounding on the glass because he can't get up there.
He's like, oh, fuck this. I'm left out.
Yeah.
Iconic, dang it. Though. But no, that was great.
Oh, did I miss? Never
mind. That's just a section. That's just sections, too. People from around the country that are seeing that video go viral, like, what is this?
Yeah. Kid, like, did they just win the state title?
Kids from Century.
Is this Division 3?
Century, who broke the fucking glass.
I know.
I mean, they haven't been since 2009, so break all the panes of the glass.
Break it. That wasn't even a game-winning goal either. I mean, it was in the
second period. Right?
Yeah. They just went up.
It was a great goal. Went up like one goal or something.
But
that was an electric night, though. It was the same night as the
Minnetonka. Yeah. You know, just a little sidebar. Youth Hockey Hub does these interviews with all these kids before the tournament, and the kid from Century goes, they asked him, they're like, so growing up playing for Rochester Youth Hockey, did you ever dream of going to the state tournament, or when did that dream start? He goes, yeah, not really, up until this year, and we looked around the section and saw how bad the teams were, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's amazing, dude. That's awesome. So shout out to
that kid's an all-star.
I know, I was like, that is unbelievable. He's like, we just got the boys on the bandwagon right there, and we made state. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Just put it how it is.
Yeah. Well,
the least bad team in the section.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't wrong. I mean, the Lakevilles were down, so that's what happens.
Also, someone pointed out the kids who smashed that glass took the photo afterwards, covered in blood, and they were throwing up gang signs. Rochester's.
I did see that.
Rochester's. I mean, my cousins went there, so like I'm going to have to find out which of those high schools they went to and see what kind of gang activity they got. We'll send Jake down there for a report.
I'll be like an undercover student.
We'll send you to JM.
He'll be an undercover student.
I'll go into class. Like, I just think of that Workaholics episode. Yo, what's going on, bros?
Sitting class. How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, that stuff.
That'll be Jake.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
All right, it's you, boss man. All right,
nope.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's the snake. It's a snake bit. Draft.
Are you okay?
I'm gonna get. I'm gonna give him a wrap around.
And this is the ninth pick, right? All right. Ding 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 ding. With the ninth overall pick in the best high school cities in or best hockey cities. I'm getting mixed up with all the
this
H's.
This is unbelievable.
I want to say high school so bad. High school hockey cities. Hockey cities in Minnesota draft. Producer Cam selects.
Zuch actually just mentioned him. I'm gonna go with Lakeville.
Shit.
I'll get
them at the turn.
One, there's two schools there.
Yep. Two competitive
two
schools.
Two very good schools that are, I don't know this year. Are any of them in the tournament?
No. They lost. That's who lost to Century. Okay. They were down this year.
They haven't been as good like in the last couple of years, but they have.
Well,
been.
South has. Yeah. North really fell off after, I think, 2016
or 17.
Yeah. I have family members that live in Lakeville, and my sister just graduated last year. Apparently, a lot of kids from North were kind of jumping ship and going to South. So,
hitting the transfer portal.
But to your point, though. It's Lakeville. You get the best of both worlds.
Also, Jake Ottinger murdered us in the playoffs last year.
Dude,
that's
the Palings.
Brady,
the Paling triplets.
I remember they beat Edina in like the state championship in like 2016 or 2017, like 8-1 in the state final.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Brady Skay or
Shay?
Shay. He's from Lakeville, too.
Yeah, dude.
Well, Lakeville has the highest number of current NHLers
city. Dude, that getting them there, I thought they were going to slip all the way to the turn. Yeah, that's a great pick.
I was about to take them next, so you can.
How's it feel?
Former Burnsville
doesn't feel great,
coach.
But here we are.
Yeah, no, Lakeville's a great pick. And their youth program, again, very good all the way through.
Yeah.
Former
and girls too. The girls team is solid, as far as I know. I mean, my little sister plays goalie for
Zuch. When do you pick Red Wing?
They were going to be one of my honorable mentions.
Last four out.
They were.
Their resume is not good.
From 1955. From 1995 to 2010, Red Wing went to the section final. I think 14 times.
Yeah,
sounds and like made the state tournament. Made the state tournament six times, never finishing worse than third.
There you go.
So they were very
the resume.
Good. They were very good. So they were an honorable mention. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. All right. With the 10th overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, Bossman selects.
Duluth.
Shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
no!
They have the Bulldogs. They have multiple high schools.
Oh, yeah. East is amazing.
East has one of the most iconic games of all time. Six overtimes, five overtimes.
Well, they're just one of the better teams over the past 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duluth. Randolph was a great coach, went down to STA, and now he's dominating there, too. So,
Yeah, that's just, I mean, like, there's not much more to say. They've got it all.
They do. I was picking between Duluth and Lakeville. I honestly.
Those are two good picks, though. Yeah. I mean, it's two cities that, I mean, should be in this list.
I should have went.
I specifically wanted to highlight Duluth was on there, but I specifically wanted to highlight Duluth East. Like, they're insane. I still remember in 2015, me and Wags were at the state semifinal game when they were playing Edina. They were heavy underdogs, Duluth East was. And Duluth East ended up winning like 3-1. Mm-hmm. And I still remember we were sitting. We were freshmen in college, but we were sitting just right by the Edina student section, and they're all wearing Hawaiian shit, and they were just all yelling. They're being obnoxious, and I remember people just started like launching cups of ranch into their student section. Like we all colluded with everybody around us. Like, we throwing ranch into their student section. Yeah. They're being assholes.
You guys all colluded to assault some children.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we were still 18 or 19 at the time too. So fuck it.
That's true.
Because it was 2015. I think
Duluth has had some crazy, even on the upset side. I mean, they were the one seed heavily favored coming into the tournament when Benilde won it in 2012 with that Bessie, whatever, five goal game. And they lost to South, Lakeville South, another team on this list, picked back to back. So.
Yep.
All right. I got my third. All right. This is the 11th pick. All right. Ding, ding, do, 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 ding, do. With the 11th pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, I myself, JJ, select Bloomington. I picked Bloomington. Fuck, they were kind of just off my list. And primarily Bloomington Jefferson being the dominant one. I mean, they had that run. I mean, they didn't really start becoming 90s, prominent until the 80s.
Yeah.
And then the 90s, they won from between 92 and 94. Parrish years. I think they won the title in 89. They've been kind of relevant in the late 90s, early 2000s.
They're
kind
making
of
a little comeback. Yeah. They're not as horrible as
but
they used to be.
They're known as like a up there with the Rosos of like dynasty teams having that 92 to 94 run. You know, that was crazy. And Bloomington Kennedy had some good teams in the 70s. Bloomington Lincoln, going back to like the 50s and 60s, had some teams. And then they didn't become a high school, you know, or they got rid of it or whatever, and they merged with Kennedy, and then now Kennedy has just gone to shit. They're like nothing now.
Kennedy's terrible. Yeah, they're single A, and
they went to single A, and like they're literally almost like they might not have a hockey.
I think they lost to, was it Matamidi? 12-0 section quarters.
It's sad.
That's just embarrassing
because they used to be both dominant.
Digits. Yeah.
But Bloomington Jefferson, like you said, they're making a little bit of a comeback, but they have a lot of history in Bloomington.
You also had the Miracle Team practice that big.
And the Met Center was there when the North Stars were playing, so Bloomington was a hub for hockey. So I
got a great arena.
Yeah.
So
the big is like a historic arena to play at. It's fun. It's a good spot. That's why I pick Bloomington. Click Bloomington.
They also have a police camera in the parking lot.
Yeah, they do.
That we get some beers frequently going. Find Miller Lite cans on.
Well, yeah,
right.
What do you do?
It's a good place to set your empties on.
They can catch me pissing in the parking lot. And I can get arrested.
All yep.
Right. Thank God.
Doon, 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 doon. With the 12th overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, Zuch selects
White Bear Lake. Okay. It had to be on this list. The city of lakes and legends. I mean, we went to Hockey Day last year. We got pretty active.
Zuch thinks he got drugged.
I think I might have.
Really
I think I
got
might
drugged.
Have. I think I might have, man.
Zuch has just had juice. 18 beers.
I was getting juiced up at that. But, dude, the history in that city, they have one of the oldest operating rinks right now, the Hippodrome, that unbelievable barn. I mean, me and Bossman have played at both TCO and the White Bear Sports Center. You can attest. Yeah. The White Bear Sports Center is just an unbelievable barn.
Significantly better. Probably some of the best ice I've skated on.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And they have a rich history. They've got a Mr. Hockey. They have a Hobie Baker winner. I mean, it's a great city. I mean, I live there, so I'm a little biased. I got siblings that have played there. But it's a great hockey city and a great hockey history. And I think they have the most. I think I read it on here somewhere.
But they've been in the tournament going back to the 40s. They're one of the 10 teams you could say like they've had teams consistently for decades.
That it says always here 14 all-time Minnesota Hockey state championships,
which is well up there.
And they make, I mean, it has been a little downhill with when they make the tournament. They're always good. Let's just get that straight. But when they make the tournament, they've been, the long-standing joke is they'll lose in the quarterfinals. So I'm hoping that changes this year as they made it. They beat their rival Hill. And one of the best rivalries in the state. I mean, how can they not be on the list?
That's always a good game. That was a good game at Hockey Day a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think White Bear Lake blew it, but.
Yeah, they did.
That's when it was like 4 degrees and Zuch got drugged.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go White Bear Lake like early.
No, I thought I could get them late on the turn. Yeah, I got good value on the. I got good value.
It's good value
on the Bears.
Just like you can get a good dog at the turn.
Get some Jake going.
Oh, right. We got a turn going here.
All right. Ding, ding, do, 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 do. With the 13th overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, Zuch selects.
Okay, I was a little tied up on this one. I wanted to go another Metro one, and I'll say it at the end, but I ended up going Grand Rapids.
Yeah,
good one. Grand Rapids good one. Is great. And there's another city that I think someone might take, another northern one that's been left off the list, but Grand Rapids is who I'm going to lean with. I mean, it's just their orange jerseys, their barn, everything about Grand Rapids. I love it, so. And White Bear and Grand Rapids play in the state hockey tournament coming up this Thursday. So
who are you going
for? Big game.
White Bear.
Who's the better orange team?
Someone said it's going to be like orange crush in there. It's going to be fucking orange just all around that place.
You're not going to know who's a fan of who.
I think White Bear pulls it off, but Grand Rapids is playing. They're playing good hockey. And they're just always a competitive team. So Grand Rapids makes the list just at a.
They're always relevant, though. Yeah. Almost every few years, they're making the tournament and making a run.
Goligoski.
Yeah.
Goose.
Yeah.
That's where he's from. So.
Yep.
They've had some NHL players. They've had some great high school hockey teams coming out of there in Grand Rapids.
There you go.
Nothing else
great
to say.
Pick. Yeah. Good pick. All right. Ding, ding, do, 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 ding, do. With the 14th overall pick.
He's covering up his word
in
document.
In the best hockey cities so in Minnesota draft, Burnsville.
Oh,
well, you mean I'm biased because
Burnsville, Apple Valley.
No. I'm not talking about the current.
Oh, okay. He's going to go. He's going to go historically, Burnsville. Which, yeah.
I'm not doing current at all. Burnsville, Apple Valley. They lost 12-1 in their sections this year. They were the last team in the last place in their sections, which was unheard of for me growing up.
Yeah. No, it's Burnsville's weird. Never that bad.
They're like the never. New Shakopee, if not worse than Shakopee.
Now, Shakopee's good.
Yeah.
Shakopee's good now. So,
But I picked Burnsville. Obviously, I'm biased. I'm an alum, but it's that organization in that city that allowed me the opportunity to play hockey. And now I still have that love for hockey. So I got to give them a shout out. But they have a very rich history. Like, they've had 9 tournament appearances. Mm-hmm. They're one of the few teams to do back-to-back. You know, they won in 1985, 1986. Kevin Gorg won in 85.
Yeah, they finished second the year before that. And single game was against Hill Murray.
They made it to the tournament almost every year in the 80s.
Yeah, and Hill Murray was the team they played against, so.
Yeah. It's
Brock Besser.
Yeah, Brock Besser.
National champion.
And they.
No, Zane Wagner, best player.
Zane Wagner was like a top notch player back in high school.
And Gavin.
Little Gavin.
Also, Gavin. Like, anytime you're a city and you have, even though it was just in the section finals, but you have a rivalry with Edina.
Yeah.
Like you're pretty good.
Literally, Burnsville went, we were in the same section with Edina for like 9 years, mm-hmm. from like 2005 to 2013
or
something.
You and Jefferson,
like that.
Too. You have Jefferson on your list. You picked that. Yeah, those three.
I think from like 2005 to 2013.
You picked before me.
Burnsville played Edina in the section finals.
Yeah.
And only beat them once to go to state in 07.
Well, it's because they played on the fucking Olympic ice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only
reason.
They
played at Mariucci.
Yeah. So.
But there was nothing better about going down there on like a Thursday night or Wednesday night and watching Burnsville play Edina in the section finals. But they always fucking lost.
It was Burnsville Edina followed by Benilde Minnetonka most of the time.
Yeah.
Or Wyzetta Minnetonka.
Exactly.
It was literally just an awesome night of hockey.
I think in that stint, Burnsville made it to the state tournament once, and it was in 07, and I think they had to play Holy Angels in the second final. And they win.
So good.
And I think they upset Edina or something, or the sections were different. But that, speaking of Grand Rapids, I still remember that tournament in 07. Burnsville won the first game.
Okay.
I forgot who the fuck they played. It was some shitty team. They went to the semifinals. They played Grand Rapids. They were down 3-0. And they scored 3 goals in the last 2 minutes of the game to force overtime, but then they lost in overtime in like the first 10 seconds.
Damn.
So I remember watching that on TV. I'm like, holy fuck. What? Yeah. They had Jake Hendrickson on that team and Tyler Barnes.
Well, Zane's brother was on the last state team.
Yeah, 2015.
They?
And they beat. They
what's up
Wyzetta.
With our brothers being on fucking state teams?
Yeah,
my brother was on the last team from White Bear. Fucking Zane's brother, last team from Burnsville.
Burnsville, they do have a rich history.
We never did anything.
Now it's Burnsville Apple Valley. Disgusting.
They're merged. Just and trash. Apple Valley could be on this list too.
Yeah.
From their history.
1996, remember?
Unbelievable.
They went to like 8 overtimes in the state championship.
I brought the puck up. Through the net. The puck went through the net.
It was against, Duluth East.
The puck went through the net on one of the shots, and they didn't call it a goal.
Unreal.
It kept going.
Shitty.
Yeah.
People outside of the state, they're like, are you talking about high school hockey? Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
It's great hockey.
It's literally D3 hockey compared to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
but glorify D3 hockey. All right. Ding, ding, do, 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 ding, do. With the 15th overall pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, Bossman selects.
All right. So for my fifth pick, I'm calling in a friend here, Max Veach. He helped me out with this list. Fourth pick, sorry. Okay. He told me to throw Hibbing on there.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very not
the Micheletti. Recently. Another niche, smaller spot, northern city. That has plenty of talent up there.
A lot
too.
Of history.
The girls' teams have been good, as well.
Well, I mean, it's not not a bad pick at all.
No, I just called in an expert.
Listen, Veach.
I was gonna. I'm not gonna say who I was gonna pick, but I was gonna pick something else.
We can mention the cities that just barely got left off here.
I switched it up as I right there. I went to phoned a friend.
There you go. Okay. You're the who wants to be a millionaire bit. And
yep.
Used a life.
Yep.
Mine.
Yep.
All right.
No one said you can't do those.
No.
Drafts.
No. You can do whatever you want. All right, Cam. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Ding, ding, do, 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 ding, do. With the 16th and final pick in the best hockey cities in Minnesota draft, producer Cam selects.
I have two that I was torn between.
Okay.
The one I'm not picking is Maple Grove. That's my first honorable mention.
I don't mention. Okay.
But I'm going with Eden Prairie.
Okay, good one.
I mean,
is good. Kyle Rowell.
You have the Rows. Yep. You have Lacombe. The middle stats. Eden Prairie is just consistently there.
They're good,
and they're just good at everything.
It's funny, when they're the four seed in that section, you're like, oh, I don't want to play Eden Prairie.
What's funny is like, I always thought they were good when I looked into like their history. They were like pretty bad in like 60s, 70s, and 80s. But like the few teams that we've all had on our list, like they just emerged in the 90s and 2000s.
Well, that's what's crazy about the state in hockey is these teams, they just like, they're not good. And then something changes and they're good.
Boom.
And they're like that team that like, you don't want to play.
No.
Nobody wants to
play. Well, pro teams do that too, where they're really bad and then, you know, one coach comes along and then next thing you know, everyone wants to go there. They completely switch up to.
And you know what? I think what you said, Maple Grove is a perfect first honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's.
I was torn between
them. I mean, Moorhead. I'm surprised they
didn't know Moorhead. Moorhead is on the spot.
Yeah. Moorhead was. I wanted to go with them over Grand Rapids, but I just think.
That was your other school. You're thinking there's another northern school on the list?
Yeah.
Moorhead. Yeah.
Moorhead.
Yeah.
The other
Cullen, Matt Cullen. Now his son's there.
I was gonna say Faribault just because of Shattuck. I did.
Fair.
I took it off because obviously
they were.
We all
they
know
were,
what's going on with that. But Crosby went there, so you had to mention it at least.
My cousin went there too, and I went to watch one of her games at that place. Dude, the facilities are insane at Shattuck.
It's like a D1 college.
Yeah, it is.
It's
crazy. So it's
I mean Minneapolis.
Yeah. That's another one.
Not as great as St. Paul, but still,
still good.
You're bound to have some.
They've had some NHLers.
I don't know if I'm right, but is Blake and Breck both in Minneapolis?
I think so.
Plymouth. Yeah. And they're Plymouth.
Ooh, Plymouth is
Plymouth.
Oh.
Blake is in Edina.
Blake.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know. Breck is in Plymouth.
I just know that they're both. I don't know how they're.
They both play in Minneapolis, though, I think.
Breck has its own arena right by campus, Breck Arena.
Okay.
I think that's Plymouth.
I knew they were around there.
Honorable mention, Blaine.
Blaine.
Yeah, Blaine.
Brodzinski Super brothers, center. For God's sake. Yeah. 10 years, Brodzinski brothers coming out of there.
We're going to get some Blaine people pissed that we don't say them.
Defunct.
Yeah, they will be mad. I mean, you might get some Andover people now, too, because they've been so dominant. Andover
the Stillwater Ponies.
Yes. Yeah. Stillwater's another city that was barely left. That's the thing with this state. There's so many good and people are going to see the graphic and immediately go, where the fuck are all these teams? And not listen to us talk about these great cities.
Well, the fact that we could only pick 16.
Yeah. I mean, we could have gone 8 rounds. We could have gone 8 rounds with this. Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, my first honorable mention, though, like I mentioned earlier, I didn't even bring up the girls' side of Red Wing.
The girls' team,
dude, for like 10 years made the state tournament and didn't finish under third. It was the run Red Wing hockey went from their boys' team to the girls' team. It's pretty impressive. And honestly, they probably should have been on the list, but I didn't want to take my alma mater.
So Red Wing went like girls were good, now boys are good?
It was boys were insanely good.
Yeah,
and then girls were so good.
It's literally the
same
path.
During the Taylor Heisey era.
It's the same path as South St. Paul. It is. The Taylor Heisey era.
We played Red Wing a couple times.
Yeah. They were really good. Yeah. In South St. Paul, we played both boys and girls in high school. And it was like the girls' games were so good. And then the boys' games was like, what are these guys doing out here?
The girls' games were so much more fun.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. Centennial,
yeah.
At least as of recently.
No, I would. I mean, that's any of those teams. Anoka,
Centennial, right?
I guess that's a high school.
But still, we can talk about high schools. Fuck it. Greenway of Coleraine.
Well, you could just say Lionel Lakes.
They're a very historic. You remember the story of Greenway? of Coleraine, the high school. Like they,
I've seen the name on there, so, but I don't know the story.
They were a very historic team back in like the, you know, from the 40s to almost even the 90s, and then they literally went defunct, their pro hockey team, and they tried to get it back grassroots style, got it back, and made the tournament in 2019 and won a game. And it was like a miracle because they didn't think they were ever going to field the team after ever again after like 1999. So
yeah.
And they got a group of people together, like, we got to try to grassroots and get money going, and up there in a small city like that.
That could be a movie.
And yeah, and they made it to 2019.
They beat Hermantown in the section final.
Yeah. So it was a miracle in like 2019. So they're a very hockey-rich city, I think, the last couple of years.
I didn't realize.
They still have a hockey team
called,
now.
Yeah, they're just called Greenway.
Greenway.
Though.
Yeah. I think the typical real name is like Greenway of Coleraine, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, I don't know what
Greenway.
That means. Yeah.
I but suppose, then, I forgot, Jake, when you mentioned Bloomington, that was you who picked Bloomington,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The old Met Center.
Yeah. Yeah. No, said that, yeah. yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you
the
did
North
say
Stars,
that? Okay.
Yeah. The Met Center.
I forgot.
Yep. Is Forest Lake, could that be on there?
Not really.
They really haven't done anything in terms of hockey.
I'm just
throw a couple guys.
Here.
Throw Scandia on the list for the Minnesotan Cup.
Yeah. greatest Bay League tournament.
Get some beers going.
My fiance is gonna be so mad. No, Forest Lake sucks at hockey.
They've
always been pretty bad. And right. and honestly, their youth programs, since I have a little brother in squirts, like I mentioned earlier, but like the standings, they had the standings up on like the wall rink. Forest Lake was the worst team in every level. Mm-hmm. Every level, worst team in the district.
Except for in the tournament when those guys play us.
Yeah, well. Yeah, they must have had a few decent years there because those kids aren't that bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I know we mentioned earlier about Apple Valley, obviously.
Yeah,
back in the day, not only Apple Valley, but Eastview as well.
Yeah.
Which Eastview is part, and they've still had some good teams.
Yeah, Eastview's competitive.
They still field the team every year. And when then Richfield, like I said, like they're defunct too. They had such good teams back in the day, and then they just I was surprised when they, because we were kids when they dissolved their team.
Well, I gotta wonder if Holy Angels kind of affected that.
Holy Angels definitely.
Because Holy Angels, because Richfield's really good, and then all of a sudden Holy Angels was one of the most dominant teams for 3-4 years. Didn't they have a few almost undefeated seasons?
They did.
They were. I remember watching them on FSN when
in mid 2000s
Fox Sports,
because that was Burnsville was in the same section.
Yeah, they'd play on TV. They'd do a high school game each week, and Holy Angels was on it one time, and they were so good.
The rink, that's where the Minnesota Magicians played. I don't know if they play there anymore. The NAHL team,
the NAHL.
Yeah,
I was actually not good at the Minnesota.
But their rink is awesome. I play there a few times.
The only other two I had that I was thinking of was Maplewood because of Hill Murray.
Sure.
And then Matamidai. Because
I'm surprised we haven't talked about Matamidai. Yeah.
I have Breck, but that's Plymouth.
I mean, I'm just going all Metro East powerhouses, but I guess you could go Mendota, technically, St. Thomas. Like,
I mean,
they're there.
Dude. Moundsview. No, they had nothing.
I mean, Elk River. That's another one.
They had some teams.
Elk River's in the tournament again.
Yeah. St. Louis Park was good a long time
ago.
Orno.
4 or 5 years.
Ooh.
There's so many.
Orno Pornos. So
we could be here all night.
Osseo? You could say fucking you? Any metro.
That's what I used to call them growing up. Orno Pornos.
Jake.
It was like a 9-year-old thing. Relax.
Horny. Jake is horny.
CTE ESPN.
CTE ESPN.
AB's going to come recruit him.
Oh. CTE.
All right.
There's going to be one city.
There's going to be one city that we completely forgot to
even
talk about.
Even in the
even though
mentions.
we've been
that's
talking
good.
It
generates
about
engagement.
Exactly. We've been talking honorable mentions for 10 minutes here, and we could keep going, but I mean,
that was a great draft.
You pray.
That was a good draft.
That was a good draft. Any other cities you guys can think of?
Not like top cities. I'm just thinking of random cities now, like New Prague, who's really done nothing when they made it to the state tournament.
And I guess, like, if you're talking college, Mankato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mankato.
St. Cloud.
Mankato's
St. Cloud
good.
Cathedral had some great teams.
Mankato East-West. You can go the Lakeville route. They got
even
two,
like
teams,
Bemidji,
two competitive teams.
Even like Prior Lake.
They've only made it to the state tournament once ever.
That's Bemidji. Fine.
That's one.
But they're building.
Oh, Bemidji.
Bemidji has made it a lot.
Oh, yeah. You like Bemidji.
Oh, Bemidji, yeah.
Oh,
no.
No.
Bemidji.
Has Woodbury ever been good?
Yeah, no, that's
they've
another one.
They've had a couple good teams.
They've had some good teams. Woodbury.
Oh, yeah, Wayzata. Yeah.
I think Woodbury more is like the players that have come from there. I couldn't name any off the top of my head.
Chaska has done nothing.
Chaska's done nothing.
They're like kind of like Chanhassen.
No, yeah, Chaska Chan is.
Now
just,
we're just on the shitty teams.
Yeah. I don't think we should be.
Oh, we're just
on these
we're just throwing out names now.
What's funny is a lot of these teams, like Chaska, like growing up, they always feel the great teams in squirts and bantams, but for some reason, like kids do drugs or something, and they don't feel like a good person team,
or they all go to the private school.
Yeah, that's exact. Because like, because what else is over near Chaska? Holy Family,
something like
Holy
that. Angels. Yeah. Oh no, Holy Family. They play at the same arena.
Yeah. There's Holy Family. There's Holy Angels. There's Southwest Christian, which is over by, which is good.
You got Waconia too.
Waconia
that takes
Victoria.
It's just they go different schools. It's Chaska Chanhassen. That's the
Buffalo.
You know, Buffalo's that's the youth program. It's these places that merge their youth programs. Kind of like Osseo and Maple Grove. It's OMGA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you know South St. Paul merges now? It's
really?
River Grove High. It's for youth.
Oh, yeah, I did know that, actually.
It's actually been like that for a little while.
Because Invergrove's Grove's like Simley in that, you know, Simley.
They have their own high school.
Simley, like,
other stuff, but for youth, they merged.
Andover, we were there. We were Andover, there when they won it.
Yeah, and they've been good in recent, and Anoka, too. They've had some good teams.
It went, funny, Anoka was the powerhouse, and then Andover started taking all the kids from Anoka, and now Andover's the powerhouse. So, and Anoka didn't even field an A team at any level for youth hockey, so that's a team that's almost on the verge of folding now, too, so... I don't know, man. It's the transfer portal. These kids are getting in the transfer portal.
Albert Lee.
You wait till the NIL money hits.
That's another random one. They were good. They had some teams.
If you don't cut this draft off, Jake's going to sit here and say,
well, there's no way anyone's still watching at this point.
Yeah. Albert Lee.
We've just been naming cities.
Yeah.
This has turned into just a name of cities draft.
It is.
Honorable mentions.
All right. Well, Wyoming. Any final thoughts from the boys?
No. I think we got all of our thoughts on the table.
Yeah, we got all the good teams. That's what we came here for.
Yep. Shout out to Chill Boys.
Yeah.
So I've stayed nice and cool this whole interview, despite the fact that I didn't grow up playing hockey or even following state high school hockey, because I grew up like barely on the west side of Wisconsin. So I've been keeping my
New Richmond. We're going to do Wisconsin.
State champions last year.
Yeah, so New Richmond.
And apparently they were in it again this year, but you had to watch the live stream on Facebook, and I just didn't want to do that.
Dude, they should just broadcast it on 45.2.
Yeah.
People will watch. People watch, but then you'll have that old guy, what the fuck is this?
No, but shout out to Chill Boys.
Yeah.
Or keeping the Chili Boys.
Chili Boys.
No.
Wyatt World.
Legitimately the greatest underwear you could ever wear.
Yeah.
No, I think
that's nice and dry.
Hoodies, t-shirts.
Jake, keep it in your pants.
Yeah, Jake, don't show
the camera, Jake.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's too crazy. All right. Well, that is going to do it for the best hockey cities in the state of Minnesota draft.
Thank you.
God bless.
Had to have the last word.
Yeah.